"What's this? They're firing at us?" I exclaimed. "Good lads," the Canadian muttered. "That means they don't see us as castaways clinging to some wreckage." "With all due respect to Master—"
"Gracious!"
Conseil put in, shaking off the water that had sprayed over him from another shell. "With all due respect to Master, they've discovered the narwhale, and they're cannoning the same."
"But it must be clear to them," I exclaimed, "that they're dealing with human beings."
"Maybe that's why," Ned Land replied, staring hard at me. The full truth dawned on me. Undoubtedly, people now knew where they stood on the existence of this so-called monster. Undoubtedly, the latter's encounter with the Abraham Lincoln, when the Canadian hit it with his harpoon, had led Commander Farragut to recognize the narwhale as actually an underwater boat, more dangerous than any unearthly cetacean. Yes, this had to be the case, and undoubtedly they were now chasing this dreadful engine of destruction on every sea. Dreadful indeed if, as we could imagine, Captain Nemo had been using the Nautilus in works of vengeance. That night in the middle of the Indian Ocean, when he imprisoned us in the cell, hadn't he attacked some ship? That man now buried in the coral cemetery, wasn't he the victim of some collision caused by the Nautilus? Yes, I repeat, this had to be the case.